Well, the Major League Baseball season came to an exciting close last night with Game 7 of the World Series, and it happened. The Chicago Cubs are the World Series champions for the first time in 108 years after Ben Zobrist delivered a tie-breaking double off of losing pitcher Brian Shaw in the 10th inning to lead an 8-7 victory over the Indians in Cleveland last night. Zobrist is now the toast of Chicago and the World Series' most valuable player less than 11 months after signing a free agent contract and just 1 year after he helped the Royals win the Fall Classic last year. The rally began following a brief rain delay between the 9th and 10th innings. Kyle Schwarber got things started with a leadoff single before pinch runner Albert Almora Jr. made a heads-up move, taking second on a fly ball. Anthony Rizzo was walked intentionally to set up a potential inning-ending double play, but Zobrist ripped a double down the left field line. Miguel Montero followed with an RBI single two batters later, a hit that would become crucial. Fittingly, the Cubs won it the hard way. Carl Edwards Jr. was one out from earning the save until Rajay Davis poked an RBI single following a walk by Brandon Guyer. Davis also tied the game with an eighth-inning home run. The Cubs also enjoyed leads of 5-1 and 6-3 before the Indians got to Aroldis Chapman in a three-run eighth inning. The game-tying rally began with an infield single by Jose Ramirez that skipped off of shortstop Addison Russell with two out. Guyer followed with an RBI double and then scored on the home run by Davis. Chapman managed to get credit for the victory by working a scoreless ninth inning in the Cubs' third consecutive win. Mike Montgomery got Michael Martinez to ground out to third, and that touched off celebrations throughout the Windy City. Dexter Fowler, Javier Baez, and David Ross supplied solo homers for Chicago as they trailed 3-1 in that series and rallied back to win. Fowler led off the game with a home run. Baez made it 4-1 in the fifth, and Ross added an insurance blast the next inning. It was 5-1 for the Cubs in the fifth until John Lester uncorked a wild pitch that allowed two runs to score. Lester entered the game with two runners on base and worked three innings after Kyle Hendricks pitched the first 4 2/3. Indian starter Corey Kluber struggled over 4-plus innings after getting the victory in the opener in Game 4. Kluber was charged with 4 runs on 6 hits without striking out a hitter. It's the second time the Indians have lost Game 7 of the World Series in extra innings. They also did that in their last Fall Classic, losing to the Marlins in 1997. The latest setback continues a championship drought that began with their 1948 World Series win over the Boston Braves. The Indians are the 7th team to lose a World Series after taking a 3-1 lead. They're the first since the 1985 Cardinals against the Kansas City Royals. In football, at one time, Oklahoma's early November trip to Iowa State might have looked like a potential upset that could turn the playoff picture upside down. The Sooners will need to do a lot more than beat the Cyclones Thursday night to even think that they can reach football's Final Four. But a loss would put number 12 Oklahoma's only realistic remaining goal, a Big 12 title, in serious jeopardy. The Sooners have recovered well enough for an ugly 1-2 start to put themselves in position to win yet another league championship. And while they visit Ames to play Iowa State tonight, they still look somewhat dangerous on paper. The reasons why Cyclones haven't beaten Oklahoma at home in decades remain in play. Iowa State has talent at the skill positions and in the secondary, but the Cyclones have yet to learn how to win under first-year coach Matt Campbell. They'll see if they can do it on a big stage tonight. Iowa State hosting Oklahoma this evening up in Ames. Well, the Big Ten has announced that they'll play 6 Friday night football games a year, starting in 2017 and continuing through at least 2022. Senior Associate Commissioner Mark Rudner says the games are being added as part of the conference's new television agreements with ESPN, ABC, and Fox. Those 6 games will be spread over September and October and would allow more Big Ten schools to get national exposure. The Big Ten already has had Friday night games on Labor Day weekend. Those games will continue and be counted among the 6 each year. Rudner said the conference expects to announce the 2017 Friday night schedule within the week. Michigan and Penn State already have said no to hosting Friday night games on their campuses. In NFL news, running back Jamaal Charles had exploratory surgery on his right knee yesterday as the Chiefs try to determine why there is lingering pain from reconstructive surgery last season. That surgery was performed by Dr. James Andrews, who has repaired both of his torn ACLs. Charles was placed on injured reserve, which means he will miss at least 8 weeks. The 4-time Pro Bowl running back could conceivably return for the playoffs, but that appears to be a long shot. Charles tore his right ACL in Week 5 last season. The Chiefs hoped that he would be ready this season, but a series of setbacks limited him to just 12 carries over three games. The Chiefs are also likely to be without Spencer Ware for Sunday's game against Jacksonville. He hadn't passed the league's concussion protocol after getting hurt last week in Indianapolis. Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith will miss Sunday's game against Jacksonville after his head bounced hard off the turf twice during last weekend's game in Indianapolis. Nick Foles will start in his place and Tyler Bray will serve as the backup. Smith said Wednesday that he never failed any of the concussion tests administered after each of the blows, the second of which knocked him from the game. But after consulting with Coach Andy Reid and others in the front office, it was decided that he would not be active this week. Smith will run the practice squad and says he hopes to play next week at Carolina. Foles was sharp in relief against Indianapolis, going 16 of 22 for 223 yards with a couple of touchdowns and didn't throw an interception in the Chiefs' 30-14 victory over the Colts. Elsewhere around the league, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says he's not ruling out a return to the starting lineup for Sunday's game at Baltimore despite undergoing surgery just 2 weeks ago. Roethlisberger says he still experiences pain after the meniscus was repaired in his left knee, but he took first-team snaps while practicing in a limited capacity on Wednesday. Roethlisberger injured his left knee during a loss against Miami and was initially expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks after that surgery. The New York Jets have signed free agent C.J. Spiller to a contract that puts him in a backfield that includes Matt Forte and Bilal Powell. Spiller was released by Seattle last Wednesday after being signed September 28th. Spiller's best season was in 2012 when he ran for 1,244 yards and 6 touchdowns for Buffalo. He's reunited with Jets offensive coordinator Chan Gailey, who was Spiller's head coach with the Bills. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton says he has spoken with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell regarding concern for his safety because some of the hits he's been getting in games. Newton would not disclose details of the conversation, but says he got his point across and the commissioner got his across. Norv Turner has resigned as the offensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings, who have dropped two straight after a 5-0 start. Head coach Mike Zimmer says the former coach of the Redskins and the Chargers told him he was quitting for the best interests of Turner and the team. Former NFL head coach and offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur has been picked to replace Turner. In the NBA last night, Toronto beat Washington 113-103. It was Charlotte topping Philadelphia 109-93. The Lakers beat Atlanta 123-116. Brooklyn over New York 109-101. Houston beat the New York Knicks 118-99. Memphis in overtime 89-83 over New Orleans. Boston beat Chicago 107-100. Utah over Dallas 97-81. It was Phoenix in overtime 118-115 over Portland. And Oklahoma City beat the LA Clippers 85-83. National Hockey League last night saw Montreal beat Vancouver 3-0, Philadelphia beat Detroit 4-3, and Pittsburgh over Anaheim by a 5-1 final. And in basketball news, Grayson Allen of Duke and Ivan Rabb of California lead the Associated Press preseason All-America team. Jason Hart of Villanova, Dylan Brooks of Georgia of Oregon, and Monte Morris of Iowa State round out the team, which was released on Wednesday. Allen, a 6'5 junior guard, received 61 votes from the 65-member national media panel that selects the weekly poll. Rabb, a 6'11 sophomore, had 55 votes, two more than Hart, a 6'5 senior swingman. Brooks, a 6'7 junior forward, was named on 30 ballots, while Morris, a 6'3 senior guard, had 24 votes. Sophomore Thomas Bryant of Indiana, freshman Markel Fultz of Washington, and Josh Jackson of Kansas all received 18 votes in that poll. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.